Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I am so excited about my guest today. I have Tracy Vallejos, who is also a very good friend, and I'm so delighted to have her on my show today. She's the founder of Lady V Consulting, designed to help women create the business, body, and life they desire without feeling guilty, frazzled, or burned out. Tracy is a high-energy speaker, author, and certified health practitioner. She is known for delighting audiences with practical ways to release weight for good and enjoy increased energy. Her mission is to activate and change and add confidence in women who want to live a healthier life while creating success. It is my pleasure to welcome Tracy Vallejos.
Oh, thank you so much, Belinda. It's such a pleasure to be here with you. Appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. So I know a little bit about your journey and everything that you've done, but why don't you take a moment and fill our listeners in on just a little bit about your personal journey and how you got to have the business that you have today?
Oh, thank you so much. I'm more than happy to. Well, I have to tell you, first of all, Belinda definitely had shaped my journey. I've been in the direct sales space for, nearly 21 years now. And I've had amazing experiences connecting with folks like Belinda, who really have helped women strive in this industry and really be able to create what success is. So in my journey, though, of, you know, working for many different companies and being a part of an executive team and building $2 billion companies, something that I always did was travel. I always kept very well connected with women and really being able to help them in building sustainable business plans, right? Helping them with those personal development skills, helping them with leadership skills, helping them define what success was for them. But Belinda, can I tell you? At the end of the day, I journaled for 2 years, and I would end up having dinner with women and really listening to them. And what they really said to me was, Tracy, what I really want is, how do I gain my life back? I feel like I'm trapped in a body that's not even mine. I'm starting to lose relationships in my life. My marriage is falling apart. I mean, when people would say that to me, it'd break my heart. I mean, Tracy, I started this business because I wanted to spend more time with my family, but I feel like that I'm being burned out, I'm frazzled, and I'm not giving my family what they wanted. And I will tell you, all of a sudden, after journaling this and thinking, oh my goodness, I've just spent all day helping women, right, be whatever business it is and helping them with these business plan and all this, that what they also needed was to be able to have their life back, how to set boundaries, how to say no, and how to take care of themselves. Because for women, right, we're so busy taking care of everyone else that we end up putting ourselves last. So Lady V Consulting was really driven out of that passion of wanting to be able to help women still build leadership skills, be able to offer them the ability, and we can talk a little bit later, you know, about the courses that I have to be able to still help you do that. But at the same time, take care of yourself. Because I always said, you know, was success supposed to mean working 24/7? Was success supposed to mean feeling frazzled? Was success supposed to mean you not feeling like your best self? So I wanted you to be able to have a sustainable business plan and a sustainable lifestyle plan. And here's what I say, you can have it all, baby. So I wanted to be able to create content and courses and speak that would help you in doing both. So it's been quite the journey. And I would just quickly say, you know, even for myself, if you want to know the truth, really this was all driven out of my own personal desire as well. Being a single mom of 2 children at the time, being on the road all the time, I had to learn how to set those boundaries, set my own business plan, help myself, but learn how to take care of myself. So when I say I walk the talk and I've been in those shoes, I really have. And it's been really fun to be able to help women be able to create both and really have it all for themselves and their family and their business. So, yes.
Well, that is great. I know you've been a really big help for me because I'm a workaholic too. I think any successful woman, you're absolutely right. They work, 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 work. And we tend to not pay that much attention to ourselves. And you've been a tremendous help in this last sort of self-exploration journey, especially of getting healthier, you know, and then understanding, you know, what impact that has on, like you said, all areas of your life. And I know right now this is a phone interview, a podcast people will be listening to, but check out her site. And when you say about walking the walk and talking the talk, I mean, Tracy, every single time I see any one of your posts on Facebook, it still inspires me like, okay, whatever I think I'm doing, I'm not doing enough. So you just look fantastic. And that was not always the case, was it?
No. Oh, Belinda. And, you know, so many people ask me, so Tracy, have you really ever struggled? Right? I do get asked that a lot. And absolutely. I mean, there I was with two children, you know, traveling all the time. Like you said, Belinda, eating out all the time, being on the road. I will just quickly say I had a big health scare at the age of 29. Matter of fact, I had my first colonoscopy. It was the point of my life that I thought to myself, I need to get it together. And so I have definitely struggled with, you know, with my energy, managing stress, my hormones. I mean, it all of it. So when I talk about holistic health, you know, I talk about what's on the end of your fork, but also what you feed your mind. So I will tell you, it really was a huge personal journey for myself first and foremost. Then I decided to take it to everybody else. Yes.
And I love that. That's for sure. There is never a better teacher than one who's actually lived it, because you then really can relate to your audience and the people that you're dealing with. And that's why I think I've done as well as I have in the space of direct selling, is I walked that walk for many years. I know what it's like to try to move up this career ladder and at the same time be a great mom and manage your personal business. And there's nothing easy about it. So, but you can certainly be a better teacher when you've actually lived it. So I appreciate that about you. So tell us a little bit then about how the business has shaped your lifestyle.
Oh my goodness. You know, it really has helped me. You know, here's what I said. I get to live in my happy spot, right?
Yep.
Because I tell everybody, our life is a journey. You know, it's taken every twist and turn. You've wasted no time whatsoever. And so with this journey of ups and downs, and whether, I'll be quite frank with you, you know, whether it was in my career or finance or health, right? I've just taken all of it. And I've always looked, what can I learn from this? You know, how can I be able to create my best self from this? And most importantly, then I took all this and it was like, how can I take all this that I have learned? Because I know I'm relatable to every other woman out there. Surely to goodness, right?
Right.
I mean, everybody else is going through the same. I mean, a lot of times we just want to know we're not alone. To be honest with you, when I start talking, I always say, I like to keep it real all the time. And when I start sharing these, people are like, oh my gosh, I'm not the only one. I'm not alone. But it really did start shaping, you know, my lifestyle and making things very clear about where I wanted to be, what I wanted to accomplish, and how I was going to show up in the world, to be honest. And then from that, it really helped me say, okay, how can I help others show up and be their authentic self? We're not perfect. And I will say today, you know, with social media, we look at everybody and we think, oh my goodness, she has the perfect house and everything's perfect and her makeup looks perfect, her hair. Gosh darn it, we're not perfect. And how do you just own who you are? And I know we'll probably talk about this a little bit later, but you know, my mantra is like, go be you. You are enough. I want you to know your self-worth and I want you to be able to create your future self. And that's what this journey has been able to help me do, create my own future self and now help others create their own future self from all their beautiful imperfections that are really perfectly imperfect.
Oh, that's so said so nicely. So then share with us then a couple of your skill sets. This is the part where I think people like to say, okay, what really helped her to get where she is? So what are a couple of your skill sets that you feel have contributed to your overall success?
Yeah. You know, how about this? For myself, and I believe even working with others, those skill sets of one, understanding what your strengths are. So bear with me for a moment, and then understanding what your limitations are. Belinda, I think like you, for years, we used to look at, so Belinda, I'm going to make an example here and here for the audience, right? I'm not, if you would walk in my office, my house is neat, is tidy and neat. I can't even tell you. My office is like this organized chaos. And so I stressed all the time that maybe my office needed to look like somebody. I needed to constantly be working on this, right? I finally owned, Tracy, stop working on all of your limitations. What are your strengths? And that's what I did. I knew I could connect with others. I knew I could be able to lead others. I knew I had this ability to keep it raw and real and to bring to light. And it was like, that is my biggest skill set. I teach people, I go through this process. Matter of fact, it's one of my courses in my leadership e-course. I help women identify what are your strengths. Own that strength, sweetie. You've got this. Quit looking up to everybody. Quit trying to be everybody else. You can look up to people. Quit trying to be them. I'm going to help you hone in what your skills are, who you are, and how to maximize and show up and communicate effectively. It was totally owning my strengths. And you know what? Saying, here are my limitations. Now I'm going to go get help around that. I'm going to surround myself with people who can help me with my limitations. I'm going to stop driving myself crazy that I can't do X, Y, and Z like everybody else or be perfect like everybody else. No, I owned my strength and really worked on it.
That is fantastic. So let's talk about some accomplishments. So share with us maybe one of your greatest accomplishments or something that's really meaningful to you.
You know, first and foremost, it's just funny, I got to share. So when somebody asks me this question, you know, if I quote unquote said, oh, Tracy, what is this great accomplishment? You know, I was part of this organization and it was a global organization for women. They were all about women leaders wanting to make a global impact. And so I was the first here in the United States to be named Heroine of the Month, you know, somebody who really impacted locally and globally women. You know, and I always say, oh, that's a great title. It's a great way to answer this question. So I'm being transparent. But if you want to know the truth, for me, I feel like my greatest accomplishment is that thousands of women from around the globe have trusted me to come into their homes, into their space, have opened up authentically with me, and have just been able to allow me to be able to help them. I mean, I have goosebumps in my body. I mean, at the end of the day, And just like for all of us, I don't care. It could be one or two people. And at the end of the day, you just want to be able to make an impact in somebody's life, whether we know it or not. So that's what I feel like, is that I've just been able to hone in on that strength and use it, and that people trust me. That's a big deal.
That's a big, huge deal. And that's what keeps me going every day, is I just know there's people out there that I need to reach who just need what you have, like are going to benefit. I just want to make a difference in somebody's life. I really say that every single day to myself. I just want to make a difference in somebody's life. And it does really keep you going. So I think that's fantastic. So do you want to share
with
Belinda,
us? Belinda, I just want to say you made a huge difference in my life. I mean, Belinda doesn't, you know, she knows it now, but I watched you for a long time. And Belinda, you inspired me. So can I just say you made a difference in my life? So sorry to interrupt you.
Oh my gosh, that is sweet. Thank you. And you're making a difference in mine right now. So how's that? That is awesome. And you know what? We kind of knew each other from afar and obviously admired each other for our different strengths. But we really have only just become really good friends in the most recent years. So I do think that it's funny how that works, that I think the right people show up at the right time in your life. And I'm a big, huge believer of that. So would you not agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree any more than that. It's quite fascinating and how life can come full circle to your point. From afar, I knew who you were and now here we are. So you just don't know where life's going to take you. Always live in faith.
Yeah. So tell us then about an obstacle or challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that.
I guess for those who are listening, an obstacle for me, because I want to be transparent, I hadn't really started sharing this until the last couple years, is, you know, I lived in rural Ohio. I want everybody to know. I grew up from a family who were not college educated. So, you know, a lot of people think, oh, she's had the perfect life, right? This all was probably handed to her or whatever, right? And I say to everyone, you know, and to be quite honest with you, you know, I had, you know, my first child at the age of 19. And I remember I had a plan and I had a goal in my life. And I remember that wasn't a part of the vision board, just so you know, Belinda, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I wrote my mission statement at the age of 16, and it was to empower women. And I really wasn't quite sure what that meant. If I was going to be a psychologist, I didn't know what that meant. Anyway, but, you know, what I want to say is those obstacles in your life, when something comes in your life that's unplanned, and just like mine, for instance, from the very beginning, it was like, okay, so this something in my life became the greatest gift. And you know what? It may not be this straight line, but we can get around this. And how are we still going to be able to show up and get around it? And so what I want to say is, no matter where you are in your life, what obstacles have been there, what you've been through, or the divorces, or anything, even financially, it doesn't matter. And so for me, I knew right away, and I learned the lesson at 19, even though it wasn't on that timeline, because I wrote myself this timeline and what I wanted, and I knew I wanted to be honest with you, nothing wrong with rural Ohio, but I wanted to be out of it. I wanted to do something bigger. I wanted to make an impact, right? But it didn't stop me. And so that is what I want to share with you, is that authentically, no matter where you are today, it doesn't matter. You know, then I was a single mom with these two children, and I had this career, and I had to be on the road. I will tell you, I had to learn how to juggle a lot of different things. And then the obstacle, you heard me say, all of a sudden I wasn't taking care of myself, and my health became an issue. I wanted to be able to help others, and my own health was falling apart. And so I had to literally learn how to get control of that. But guess what? That obstacle did again. The obstacle being one of my biggest springboards, and to be able to authentically showing up and helping others. So that's what I'm going to say to you. Use that obstacle as a springboard.
That mm-hmm. is super great advice. So what do you think that working from your happy place means to you?
You know, working from my happy place is, to be honest with you, it's just every day living in gratitude. I literally get up every day. This is no lie. When I eyes wake up and I look at my ceiling every morning, I'm happy there's even a roof over my head. I literally feel the bed on my back every day and go, here I am. I'm so blessed to even be on this bed, right? So from the small things in life that I really learned how to be happy, to then getting up and owning who I was and just be able to give back and whatever that is. So for the listeners, you just got to figure out what that is for you. It's not maybe like Belinda and I, and we're on stages speaking and doing whatever, but it's just what makes you happy. And for me, happy is connecting with others and but being in gratitude what's around me and just being in that space. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I'm happy every day.
That is fantastic. You know, and the whole gratitude thing, I know that is, boy, it's big, and we just so touched on the surface of it, but I know even for myself, if I stop and say, okay, you know, what are five things I'm really grateful for, have a gratitude about today, and having a gratitude journal, I'm a very goal-driven individual, like more so. That's why it's one of the topics I love to speak on, because I know I've done it my whole life since I've been. I can go back to when I was like 8 or 9 or 10. And I mean, like, really, I can trace that back to here's what I did when I was 10 years old. And I was so goal driven, and I would set up exactly what I needed to do, you know, when I would get home from school and compartmentalize my time, like all the things I teach today. I was crazy kid. So, but in that, because I'm so goal driven, I accomplish it. And then I'm like, okay, what's the next one? What's the next one? And so for me, a realization as I've gotten a little bit older is learning to be present with where I am right now, and having gratitude instead of saying, okay, what's the next challenge? What's the next thing? So I found that in doing that all the time, I never was able to just be happy. And I had to change the way that I thought. And there's nothing wrong with setting goals, and there's nothing wrong with being driven. But it's like when you hit those goals, you know, even on a daily basis, the teeny little goals, it's like, celebrate yourself every day. Celebrate what you have. Celebrate the moment, the space that you're in, instead of always wishing or hoping or striving for something different. And that's probably my biggest piece of advice from what you just shared, because I know it's something I struggled with for years. And I wouldn't say that I've still mastered it, but every time I go back to that gratitude journal or just stopping daily and going, what's really great about my life today? That just puts me in a space of being present.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you and I, we could do a big thing on gratitude. And I believe when you're in gratitude for what you already have, it then opens the space up for more. But you got to be thankful, right? And,
yes.
And I know exactly, and I can't get myself down because I think you and I could go both off on this one. But absolutely. I'm like you, we were rushing so much and getting the next goal and the next thing that I just wasn't still. And like you said, I know even from simple in the morning, you know, I try to at least be thankful for five things from the bed or whatever to turning on my water and brushing my teeth. I mean, I want a new car, right, right now. So I'll share this example. But every day I thought, I have to be thankful for the one I have. Every day I get in it, I start it up. I'm like, I'm so thankful that I have this car. I literally say that to myself because I know if I want to get to what I want, I need to be able to be thankful for what I have right now. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I know you've got a lot to share on this, so I definitely wanted to give you the time to do it. But what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs? Because I think a lot of people sit and they look at other people's lives and they say, oh gosh, they've got it made. But it is not easy. Being an entrepreneur is not an easy thing. It can be extremely rewarding, but it is not necessarily easy. And so what advice would you give to others who want to make their way down this road?
Because it sure can look easy. Let me just say real quickly, what all of us have seen, including myself, is that, you know, we got to see the person. We didn't get to see the 10, 15 years previous to when they finally have shown up in a really great space. Right. So we didn't see all the hard work and different things that went in it. So I always want to remind everybody about that. They weren't an overnight success. They probably have been really working on it for 20 years now. So
Absolutely.
What I want to say to you, right, it's the truth. I mean, I've had so many people say, what was she can do? If she can do it, so can I. I can't believe, like, how did she accomplish this? And I'm like, well, she's been probably working on it for 10 to 15 years. But yeah, let me give you some, at least from my perspective and like Belinda working with entrepreneurs, here's what I'm going to say. Whatever you choose to do, do it with passion. And I'm just going to say, I mean, yes, it's going to look like sometimes that you're making no traction. I want to say this, but I promise you, that if you keep being consistent to whatever you're passionate about and keep doing whatever behaviors, whether you need to show up online, whether you need to be right, whatever it is, I'm going to say be consistent, do it with passion, because all of that work, I promise you, is going to show up. Most people are not an overnight success. It took consistency. It took, matter of fact, people have asked me, so what are some of the biggest keys in success? I'm like, you want to know what one of the biggest keys? Failure. Every single person that's successful will tell you about all the failures they had. You know why? Because they lived in faith and they learned from the failure. And it was from their failures that they learned the biggest rewards. They understood things and were able to move forward. So I'm going to tell you, failure is one of the biggest successes. And I want entrepreneurs to know that. Right?
Yes.
And I'll just say quickly, because I know we don't want to learn a ton of time here, but...
Well, I know you've got seven great tips. So can you just run through those?
How about this? Never stop learning. Listen to these podcasts. Surround yourself with people with influence. Just like Belinda. I mean, I'd love to have, if you want to follow me, whoever it is, but you're going to never stop learning. You're going to be constantly reading books, podcast, keep yourself plugged in and educated. Now, my third one I'm going to say is probably my favorite thing that I've said in the world, because one of my mentors said it to me, is do it afraid. And I thought, do it afraid? Because she said to me, fear holds you back, right? Fear will stifle us. We don't know what to do. We're fearful. So I can't tell you, I have a sticky note in several of my rooms and in my office, it says, do it afraid. Right? The first time you turn on a Facebook Live, you're fearful. It's like, what am I going to, I don't care what it is, just do it afraid. Four, keep a journal. I'm going to tell you right now, write down daily. We talked about this, so I don't have to spend time here, the things that you're thankful for. who showed up in your life? What were the conversations? Anything you're thankful for, because that daily journal will keep you in touch with what you're doing, how you're showing up. You're doing it afraid, but keeps you passionate, and you know that you're worth it. This is going to be worth it. Number five here. Oh my goodness. I think this is big. I had to learn this one myself. People are going to be negative and tell you that you can't do it, right? There are times I've said before, and I will even help speakers and different things. I'm like, listen to me. You are always going to have naysayers. I'm going to tell you right now, I need you to own this. I need you to understand right now, not everybody's going to love you. Not everybody's going to connect with you. Like with me, not everybody is going to connect with my personality and who I am. And I'm okay with that. Here's what I say to myself. I'm going to attract the people I'm supposed to. So what will happen is you get 20 people, for instance, say, good job. Oh my goodness. They're like your cheerleader. And then the one person shows up that says something negative about you. And as human beings, All we want to do is focus on that one person and what they said. And we forget about the 20, 100 others that just said something. So I need you to understand right now, you're going to have naysayers, negativity. Know it, own it. It's okay. Matter of fact, it's good. Keep going. And number six, of course, and not that this is, you know, in this order, take care of your thought of yourself. I said it a little bit earlier, and I want to take a slow down here to say this. What you feed your mind is super important, right? What we put on the end of our fork is really important. Whatever's on the end of my fork, I know. Here's what I say, three things. It's either going to increase my energy, zap my energy, right? It's either, you know, going to fuel my body or not. It's either going to create disease or not, right? I really say my body's my temple. When I look at food, it's fuel. But I will tell you what I had to learn more importantly is what am I feeding my mind? Every morning, for 2 minutes at least, that morning routine, you hear this all the time, is what is that morning routine? What are you feeding your mind? And the last thing before I go to bed again is because, you know, your spirit, your body, you're going to sleep on it. Again, what are you reading? What are you feeding your mind? I'm going to tell you, it is just as important as what is on the end of that fork. So, seven, and I'll end on this, okay? Because this probably, I don't even know, they're all important, is set boundaries, okay? Self-care is not selfish. I'm going to tell you, you need to learn how to say no. Here's what I say. Listen, a toddler, a full sentence to them is no. Pick up your toys, no. Go do this, no. As women, we say yes to everything. Why? We were afraid that people aren't going to like us. We're afraid, you know, that people are going to think that we're not weak, we can't do enough, when actually setting no and putting boundaries in place actually makes us stronger. I've had to learn how to say to people, I'm unable to do that now, right? Right now, that is not serving me well and for what I want to do for myself and my family. Can you appreciate that? I always say, let them know. Right now, I need to say no because I need to be able to put boundaries for myself and my family. I'm sure you can appreciate that. So I wanted to repeat it. When you say to somebody, I'm sure you can appreciate that, nobody's saying to you, no, I can't appreciate that. Put boundaries in your life. I don't care for whatever it is. Learn how to say no. Understand what you want. Understand what's important to you and put boundaries really big. So I'll end there on that one.
That's fantastic. I love that's a really great one-liner. I've used it accidentally before, but I'll be more intentional about it. I'm sure you can appreciate that. You're right. No one says, no, I can't appreciate that. I have no idea what you're talking about. Nobody. They go, well, yeah, actually, I do. I do. I understand where you're coming from. It just puts it back to them, like in saying, you know, here's what I am or are not able to do. And I'm sure you can appreciate that because blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And people go, yeah, actually I can. Great. So that's a great one-liner. So in closing, why don't you share with us some exciting things that you're working on and things that our listeners could benefit from? And of course, where can they find you?
Yes. Perfect. So, oh my goodness. So with everything we've talked about, you know, my passion was to help people build successful business plans, right? And how to be able to be, quote unquote, people looking to be a successful leader. So one of the things I've built together was an e-course. And I call it Victorious Leadership. Everybody calls me Lady V, and I always say V as in victory, because most people don't know how to say Vallejos or spell Vallejos, right?
Right.
And I realized that everything in our life, right, I wanted everybody to have this victorious leadership, victorious lifestyle, be it victory. So I created a e-course for people so that everything we did, it takes them through 7 different series, how to be able to show up, how to set no and boundaries, how to set goals. We identify what your strengths are, right? What your limitations are, how to be able to communicate effectively, all these things. And alongside of that, because I don't ever want to lose sight of this, is with each course comes, how do you then take care of yourself? Because listen, you need to be able to have the energy to be able to accomplish what you want. You need to learn how to manage stress. You need how to sleep better. You need to learn how. So I always say they go hand in hand. And then, of course, I created the Victorious Wellness Course. And it purely, and for me, and I want everybody to listen to me to know this. Listen, I'm not about losing weight. Now, if you need to release weight, that's good and fine. But what I want you to do is feel like your best self. That's it. I want you to have the mental energy. People talk about the mental fog. I want you to be able to, again, have the energy you want, to have the sleep you want, manage the stress. You have the beautiful relationships you could accomplish, the hormonal balance that you want, whatever that is. And I really broke it down. And because I'm a keep it real girl, and I am not about buying weird ingredients or doing things. I mean, you know, I'm real life, like Blend and I, we're juggling a lot. And so have all of you as listeners. So really helping you, Bella, to give you real advice that you apply. But my most excited, what I'm very excited about, that I've been passionate about my entire life, that has been on my vision board, so my leaders know, or my listeners know, I should say, for probably 8 years now, is I have my own women's conference. And so the women's conference is called Go Be You. If there was anything that I wanted women to understand, was Go Be You. So let me tell you, it's the Go Be You Women's Conference in Las Vegas on September 16th. I just really wanted to be able to create something where women could be able to create their success and own who they are. So one, people ask me all the time the objective. And, you know, first one, what is your purpose? Really owning that. Doesn't have to be somebody's. If it isn't great, big, audacious, it's fine. What is your purpose? Knowing, taking through that journey, that as what I said, you know, you can use your biggest obstacles as your springboard. 2, I want you to own your self-worth. In working with women, people don't understand their self-worth. You're going to walk away. You just own, you are enough. And then 3, what was most important to me was create your future self. What do you need to do? You need to be part of a tribe and connected. So I have an amazing lineup of speakers. And so Belinda, if I may for a moment, Belinda is one of my speakers at the Go Be You Women's Conference in Las Vegas. And if you do put in Go Be You Conference, it will come up directly to that page. So it's a one-day conference. But Belinda, she made such a difference. You've heard her say she helps people set goals. You listen to her. She helps you be able to identify what you need to do, maximize your time. I mean, Belinda made a huge difference in my life. And I said, Belinda, this is a huge need for women. You are a big part, if you would, for my conference. So Belinda, can I say this right now in front of everybody publicly? Thank you for saying yes and being a part of this amazing conference.
Well, I'm honored to be amongst such really great women. So there's myself and you, but there's a great lineup of powerful women on every kind of subject. So, you know, when Tracy had this vision, we've been sort of coaching one another. She's been coaching me with my health journey, and I've been coaching her with reaching some of these goals and in having her own business. And so we really sat down and said, okay, what are all the things that women really either struggle with or are great at or really want to be better at or, you know, just need to have better skill sets in? And so we really have identified those key core ingredients, and then we found the best of the best that specialize in those different subjects. So when you come there, you're going to be hearing from people that whatever their field of expertise is, that's what they're going to be sharing with you. And I just think, wow, how exciting is that? Because it isn't any one thing. There isn't one thing that, you know, if I lose weight, I'll be more successful. Or if I hit my goals, I'll be more successful. Or if I were more outgoing, I'd be more successful. It's a combination of a lot of things and being your best you, right? you know, finding the best version of yourself, which is what the Go Be You conference is about, is you identifying what is the best version of you and how do you make that best version of you maybe a little bit better by learning some skill sets from other really powerful women who have walked this walk and talked their talk, and they can deliver it in a way that is going to be easy to understand. So I'm honored to be amongst such really, really powerful women. And I know that anybody comes to this conference in September in Las Vegas, they're just going to leave being filled up. And that's really what we want to do for people, is to just fill their cup up, right?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. I mean, I believe that the key to life is you, and you need to invest in yourself holistically. And that's what this is. This is holistic, to Belinda's point, a holistic view of just you as a woman, you showing up in every area of your life and being the best version of yourself possible. So again, it is the Go Be You conference. You can look up the lineup of speakers, what their topics are. If you're interested and you want to look at the different e-courses, perhaps maybe you can't get to the conference, but my website is the Lady V, and that's V's in victory. So the T-H-E, Lady, L-A-D-Y, and then, of course, the letter V's in victory. So theladyv.com. And I'd be happy to connect with you there, answer questions. I'm on Facebook as Tracy Vallejo. So, yeah, there's so much exciting things going on. That's for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Tracy, for being a guest today on this podcast. I know everyone's going to get some really, really valuable nuggets from this. And that's always my goal, is for people to walk away, feel empowered, and walk away with some great nuggets that can move themselves forward. And you certainly have delivered that today.
Well, I appreciate it, Belinda. Thank you so much. And this is a great time. And I look forward to being with you in September and seeing people that are listening and having the audience with us.
It's going to be great. All right. Bye for now.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.